In the name of our risen Lord, amen. Assignment and call week often stimulates fresh interest in geography. I've always enjoyed how suddenly maps appear in the pews alongside the hymnals. And on one or two occasions, it was necessary to find a more definitive map to find the location of the call. I would like to suggest there's something beautiful and churchly in this whole process. In a culture that is shaped and molded and breathes the air of self-interest and self-promotion, it is noteworthy how seminarians and deaconesses present themselves with but one desire, and that is to serve Christ and his people. It's a beautiful process and a beautiful moment. Yesterday we commemorated Philip and James, apostles, and our lesson today is penned by the apostle St. Paul. Christ called them, and they followed. According to tradition, Philip and James followed Christ by service in Asia and Spain, respectively. Paul followed Christ by first spending years in study with the other apostles and elders, and then he went through the Holy Land to Asia Minor, to Antioch, to Athens, to Thessalonica, to Ephesus, and ultimately to Rome. Paul was particularly charged with reaching out to the Gentiles. In today's text, he describes that process by which God graciously invited the Gentiles to mercy in Christ. The condition of the Gentiles was desperate. Paul states, "In this world, you were without hope and without God." And then he uses a spatial metaphor. You who in the past stood far off from God. We can recognize the space that Paul describes, for our culture is increasingly without hope and without God. It is becoming ever more transparent in its self-absorption and abandonment of God. Prominent and powerful voices publicly declare what is evil to be good. This free fall away from God tragically reduces people to animal-like behavior that brings only pain and death. They, like the Gentiles, stand far off from God. And this is precisely why what happens here, the sending forth of men and women who will teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all, is so crucial. The world needs more doctors, more nurses, more engineers, but it desperately needs more faithful pastors and deaconesses. Listen to Paul as he describes our calling. You who in the past stood far off have been brought near, egus, through the blood of Christ, en to haimata tu Christu. You're speaking the word of Christ. You're proclaiming the sacramental fullness of the gospel of Christ. You're serving with the love of Christ. These are the means by which people far off and without God come close to him in the blood of Christ. His atoning work on the cross absorbed every bit of evil and death itself. Ours is the privilege to speak about the wonder and the beauty and the joy and the truth of being close to God through the blood of Christ. Luther, in the Large Catechism's treatment of the creeds, uses Ephesians and this text to describe the delight that God bestows upon those who are close to him in the blood of Christ. Listen to Luther. He writes, "See, here you have the entire divine essence, will, and work shown most completely in quite short and yet rich words. In these words, all our wisdom stands, which surpasses and exceeds the wisdom, mind, and reason of all the people. The whole world, with all diligence, has struggled to figure out what God is, what he has in mind and does. Yet the world has never been able to grasp the knowledge and understanding of any of these things. But here we have everything in richest measure. For here in all three articles, God has revealed himself and opened the deep abyss of his fatherly heart and his pure, inexpressible love. He has created us for this very reason, that he might redeem and sanctify us in addition to giving and imparting to us everything in heaven and upon earth, and he has even given to us his Son and the Holy Spirit to bring us to himself." The creed is a statement of God's love and his merciful revelation. So this morning, I don't know how far or near you might have to travel as a result of your call, but I rejoice that you are near, very near to God, in his water, his blood, his word, you have been joined to Christ. And so go forth with Easter delight and confidence. As Stephen Starkey's hymn celebrates, "Scatter the darkness, break the gloom, sun reveal an empty tomb, shining with joy for all our sorrows, hope and peace for all tomorrows, life uneclipsed by doubt and dread, Christ has risen from the dead." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.